is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Boy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Gonna make it rain with KISS Cash Code. It's coming your way in less than 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
It's Worst Date Wednesday here on the MRL Show. We love doing this every once in a while. If you had a horrible date within the last couple weeks, give us a call at 704-570-9595. Krista, Caitlin are on hold to talk to us. Plenty of lines open for you, but we wanted to bring Michaela in first, and she sent us a message Sunday night. Hey, Michaela.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you for joining us on Worst Date Wednesday.
I wish it wasn't Worst Date Wednesday.
I know. Well, we kind of creating this all around the message you sent us. Tell us what happened.
All right, so I met this guy. We met on Tinder, and everything was cool. We went out to eat. He looked great. Pictures, like, he lived up to the pictures, so that was, first of all, amazing. We laughed. Like, it was, like, literally one of the best dates ever. I'm like, all right, listen, I found him. Like, this is it.
Right.
So he says, you know, like, I just got to be honest with you. So I'm like, here we go. He's like, I had to take money from my mother, who I still live with. You know, I took it out of her purse without her knowing to pay for this date. Wait, what?
Yeah. I mean, he just hit you with a bunch of stuff there.
Living with mom, stole from mom.
Doesn't clearly have the means to go on a date.
You know, if I can play devil's advocate, which I'm so great at doing here on the MRL show, Michaela.
I want to see how you spin stealing.
Well, my guess is that he was feeling some type of way about Michaela, too. He wasn't sure going into it. And yes, he didn't have the funds and he stole from his mom, which I can never say is okay. But he wanted to be honest with her. And I think because he felt it was a good date, too, Roy, you're looking at me like I'm crazy. But maybe he wanted to start it off on a good note by being honest with her. What else would he do that for?
I wouldn't have been that honest. I'd have kept some things to myself.
Right. Some things are better kept off the table.
I think you're probably right, Manny. Like, he felt like he needed to come clean about it because he probably really does like her. But, I mean,
I don't know. Hats off to him for being honest?
He just stole from his mom.
Is that the only thing that happened? Is that it? Or is there more?
No. Well, yeah, there. Like, you know, we, you know, finished the date. But, like, I literally got in the car and I cried the entire way home.
Why?
And it wasn't because he stole the money, because that's between him and his mother, honestly. But it was just like, I cannot find a guy.
So is he officially, like, off your list now that you've heard that?
If he'll steal from his mother, he'll steal from me.
Ooh.
That's a good point.
Kind of agree.
When you steal from mama.
Did he bring that up when the bill came, or did he bring that up midway through, and then did you, like, just finish toast to mom on the way out?
She probably would have picked up the bill if he would have said that beforehand.
Mm. Well, I honestly feel like I should have called his mom and said thank you, because the food was amazing.
This also speaks to his relationship with his mom, because if I called my mom and said, hey, I need some money, I'm going on a date, can you help me out? My mom would give me the money. You know, so he must have a strained relationship with mama, too.
It can't be too strained. They live together.
Wow.
But, I mean, Roy's right.
Roy's right, though. I mean, just to go into her purse. And poor Michaela cried on the way home. Loren, tell her that there's a chance that she's going to find someone one day.
Michaela, there are good guys out there. You got to kiss a lot of frogs, but you'll find someone.
Yeah. I mean, just statistically, you have a good chance of finding someone. There's a lot of people out there.
Yeah.
All right, Michaela. Well, thanks for coming on with Worst Date Wednesday. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks, guys, for having me. I'm sorry I had to be on here for this, but, yeah,
nope.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for sending us a message.
I just feel bad. I know the dating world is so difficult out there. If anything ever happened between Dallas and I don't think I would go back into the dating world. I'd just be by myself.
You
I'm all
just
set.
Just become a nun.
I don't know if I'll go that far, but.
Let's bring in Krista from Troutman. Krista, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, y'all, this morning.
We're great, Krista. So you also had an issue at a restaurant. What happened?
Oh, Lord. Okay, so I met this guy on Tinder also, and we decided to meet up at a local restaurant here in Troutman called Dixie's Chicken and Fish. And, like, very rude to the workers, like the servers and everything. And he kept snapping his favors at one of my friends who I've known since, like, elementary school. And literally, I go, honey, I am so sorry. and I gave her like $50.
Good for you.
That was really nice of you.
Krista?
We're getting text messages to the studio, too. 704 texted in and said, I was on a date with a guy who picked me up from my house for a movie and dinner. He was really sweet, paid for dinner. However, on the way to the movie, his car broke down, and he made me get out and push. To make matters worse, I was in heels, and it was raining, and he told me to suck it up.
Is that true? Suck it up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dude.
He wouldn't be getting a second date after that one.
All right, we got more time for some calls. 704-570-9595. Caitlin, Hannah, you guys hang on. We'll be right back. Worst Date Wednesday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Now it's your turn. Join the conversation. 704-570-9595. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. It's 95.1.
Coming up here in just about 3 minutes, your shot at $1,000 to wake up and win. But I wanted to jump on the air with these phone calls real quick because Caitlin's been on hold for a minute with Worst Date Wednesday. Hey, Caitlin.
Hi.
So, play Worst Date Wednesday. We hate that it has to come to this, and we've made a day of the week named after horrible dates, but go ahead.
You know what? They kind of follow the same theme as the other ladies this morning. So I went on a Bumble date, not Tinder, and the guy invited me out to eat, so I come from work, and he proceeded to tell the waiter that we were only eating appetizers, and then he ordered for me. So I was just, you know, kind of petty about it, and I just sat there and drank my water and went to Chick-fil-A on the way home.
Wow. So he ordered for you?
Yes. Did like, he- when the waiter came over, he was just like, oh, yeah, we'll just have this.
Well, and, did he like, consult with you?
No.
Well, hang on, y'all. I'm confused because Loren has said on this show she loves it when her husband orders for
her. I do, but my husband knows me, and, like, he doesn't need to consult with me because he knows me so well. So if we sit down for dinner out at a restaurant, he typically knows I would like a dirty martini, extra dirty with blue cheese stuffed olives, so he'll order it for me. And I think that's really nice that he knows me that well.
Can we talk about how Loren's drink order?
That's complicated. That's like...
I mean,
it's the first date. He has no idea if I have any dietary restrictions. He has no idea, like, what I like. And he just assumed that I would want whatever he got. So I let him enjoy his food while I sat there.
Very, very strange, Caitlin. Thank you.
You're making fun of my drink order, but yes, I left out the goose cup.
Oh, my gosh.
Shake it.
Say it again.
I love how bougie you are because your drink reflects you in every way.
Say it again. Pretend. Like, hold on. Pretend we're at like a club or something and Roy says,
I wouldn't order it at dinner. I wouldn't order it at a club. But I would like a goose dirty martini, extra dirty with blue cheese stuffed olives.
That's not that bad. I think I can remember that.
Thank you.
It's not like no gin and tonic or Jack and Coke. Something easy off the tongue.
That's true.
All right. Hannah and Fort Mill, welcome to...
I got you a beer.
Yeah, he comes back with a Bud Light.
You'll
like it, ma'am. All right, this is Hannah in Fort Mill. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
Worst Date Wednesday, Hannah. Go ahead.
Okay, so I went on one date with a guy who lives in Fort Mill, and I found out that he works in Southbury and commutes every day. So I asked him if he was planning on moving closer to Southbury, and he told me that no. He still lives with his parents, and he's not moving out until the Lord tells him.
Oh, well, at least he has an open line.
Yeah. He's waiting on a sign, huh?
Bartenders were picking up that it was a bad date, and they just kept refilling my drink and didn't refill his.
Oh,
that's good. Dang.
And they kept an eye on you, I'm sure. Yeah. I love that. Thanks, Hannah. You know, that's something we need to talk about like later on in the show when the bartenders start waking up is when did you help save someone from a bad date? Because you know they got stories for days, too.
Oh, 100%.
That'd be awesome.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.